The weekend warmth continues today, and not just today, but most of this week, as our afternoon temperatures are going to stay in the middle to upper 80s, and in some cases touching and getting just above 90 degrees. So plan on mainly dry days ahead. That's not great news for the pollen and not great news for the dry vegetation and the potential for wildfires. But there is some hope on the horizon. I am tracking a couple of days with at least the opportunity for rain. The first one is Tuesday. Tuesday doesn't look like a lot of rain. There will be some isolated spotty showers around, but it does look pretty brief out there. There is a frontal system that is going to track into southeast Georgia and near the Florida-Georgia border in I-10 by about Tuesday. There's not a lot of cold air behind this front, so temperatures are going to stay warm, and there's not a lot of moisture with that frontal boundary as well. Then that front gets out of here Tuesday into Wednesday, and we continue with the near-record warmth, or maybe I should call it heat, because some afternoons will be near 90 degrees. But then a cold front tracks into the area on Friday, and this is going to be a stronger front. There will be a few showers and thunderstorms along this one, so the threat and opportunity for rain looks a little bit better on Friday, but it still doesn't look overly heavy. The bigger story with this front, though, is going to be the cooler air behind it. I'm tracking morning temperatures down to the 40s and 50s and afternoon highs in the 70s for next weekend. Yeah, it is going to stay dry, or at least looks that way, for Saturday and Sunday, but there is some pretty good news on the horizon, especially as we look ahead to the Gate River run. Temperatures look to be in the 50s and 60s Saturday morning. That's pretty nice weather for the runners. From the Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Corey Sima for 104.5 WOKV.